Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 9:12 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. The NSK is here, been here for you since yesterday. Shaquan is only back on Monday. And Shaquan is going to miss out on an incredible conversation that we're going to have right now. A conversation with a 20-year-plus veteran is going to give us the exact number right now. And he's probably going to hate me for making him sound a little old. It's 9:13 on a Friday. You don't know by now what we do on Fridays. On Fridays, we bring in the superstars. We bring in the people that influence the superstars. We bring in the people that me and you gossip about in our WhatsApp groups, okay? And this man has been the subject matter for a couple of reasons in the last 2 months or so, okay? And we're going to talk about it. He's going to talk about it, and he's going to talk about it right now. Boys and girls, young and old, please help me welcome. Matongo's finest. He's done that since day one, but now he's Mr. Makoya. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mr. Makoya.
I was waiting for that air horn.
you were waiting for the air horn?
Yeah, because I was going to do it myself.
I don't know, like, you know, for some reason, my guy, for some reason, people really love that air horn. Yeah, I'm talking about CEOs and people that that are scientists and what the mentor come and say, like, I want my air horn.
No, that air horn is the one.
So what's happening, Mr. McCoy? How are you doing this morning?
It's all good. How are you doing?
No, it's all good. It's good to have you here. We are happy to have you here. You are freshly off a trip that's from America.
Yeah.
And then you also touch base also in Europe. And then from there, you came back to the SOE Games.
Yeah.
You ripped it apart there, and now you're in Windhoek, and now you're on Fresh FM.
Now I'm on Fresh FM.
CNJ, that's the work rate that we're talking about. How long have you been in the game, Puta?
Over 25 years.
Over 25 years?
Yeah.
This is, okay, so 25 years professionally?
Professionally, yeah.
And then over 25, you know, it's just as a dance group, as a light tiki, dances or singing?
Yeah, the dance group part, maybe a little bit more. But professionally, over 25 years.
Tell me about the dance group. What's the school? What was the squad's name?
Eishipena, the group's name was Trompies. Group we started in Soweto.
Mm.
A couple of guys from Soweto, Grace Block, Vaneeda, came together and... this fresh Kwaito scenery started happening.
Yes, and we were like,
let's replicate that and also try and, you know, put that also here. Because before that, we actually used to be break dancers.
Break dancers?
Yeah.
So it was not even Kwaito?
It was not Kwaito. Because we only went through the Kwaito transition when we went to high school.
Uh-huh.
So when we were at People's Primary School, that's where, you know, I'm from. We were all, you know, WhatsApps and Hooters. You know, where we were with the Fidels, the Shikololos, you know, the POs and everything. So we used to have a breakdance group.
Okay, so when you guys broke into the quite to see now as Trompies, who was the competition? that you can remember.
Let me see. By the way, I have to put a disclaimer because I don't think Trumpies was ever defeated.
War wrong.
Yeah. I think every dance competition that we participated, we really knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
I mean, we had fierce competitions like the enemy. NMBs,
okay.
From Bamboo Location.
Yeah.
Gauteng Boys, that was DJ Stiga them. Who else? Cheese Cops,
They
were also from Grace Block. Who else am I missing? Elton them. They were called the Black Dickies also, something like that. Those were our competitions.
Oh, the good old days, man. and you know that there's a reason why I ask these type of questions, because you know, when we see you on the screens, you know, when we see you in the newspapers, when we see you on in music videos and so on, especially with today's generation, they probably just see him like, "Ay, we give Mr. McCoy a hood, we go to Mr. McCoy. Can't he say brava dire dang dun?
Get drunk,
me brava, first time, which is why we need to know these things.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, from there you transition into Matongo family. As Matongo family, how did you guys meet, by the way? Just FYI.
We used to stay in Soweto, and then
all three of you guys now.
No, just us two.
Okay.
Me and
all
my
right.
brother.
Okay.
So I think we moved to Vanheda.
Okay.
In Vanheda, just the house which we used to stay in, next door, that's where Tamara Degden used to live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the love of music and stuff, we always used to hear what he was playing the other side of mm-hmm. the house. And then he always used to hear what we were doing this side.
Yeah.
And he always used to see, like, this bunch of guys are practicing, you know, mm-hmm. kwaito and stuff like that. And he was also a dancer with the OLBs also.
Okay,
they were
okay.
also like a hip-hop group
oh,
from Damara location. So we started connecting, became friends and stuff yeah. like that. But as time was going by, you know, we were thinking, what more can we do?
Apart from just dancing,
because dancing was coming too saturated and, you know, everybody's doing it and blah, 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 blah. And then we were like, you know what? We could actually make a cool trio.
Yeah.
You know, let's try singing, because Damara was into producing more,
mm-hmm.
and then he could see that me and Temba could like bring something to the table.
Yeah,
and then that's where we'd like, you know, let's form a group, and then let's see how we can take it. That's where we transitioned from dancing
yeah.
to becoming a group.
How did you guys qualify for the Music Makers? Because I understand there was a bit of a process. You didn't just step onto that stage.
No, you had to go for auditions.
You had to go for auditions.
And I think from the auditions, that's where they saw, no, these guys have to be included into the whole competition.
Did they supply the band, the NTN at the time?
They supplied the band.
So you guys had the rehearsals, and then on that
rehearsals, fierce, yo, hectic rehearsals.
Yeah. You know, and so which is new for you ladies,
was,
right, at the time.
And from Karatura.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, practice if the drama goes this, with this kick and whatever, you're supposed to do this, and, you know, choreography has to be on point
yeah.
and stuff like that. So it was even our first time to be on a major stage. Like
yeah.
that.
How old were you at the time? Just that especially that specific this moment, because it's such a it's Namibian music history, that moment.
If I'm not mistaken, I think I was 12.
You were
12 or 13.
12 or 13.
Yeah, 12 or 13 between the two.
I recently showed Shares that clip. Yeah. It lives somewhere on YouTube, and she was losing her mind.
I look like my son in that clip.
Exactly, my guy. Did he see the clip,
he
by the way?
The clip,
he saw the clip,
he was
yeah.
like, dad, dance. What's up?
We've got Mr. McCoya in the building. We'll talk about the trip to the US and so much more right after this. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Summer is finally here, and it is time for you to improve.
News for cold days, only on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Fresh FM.
It's 9:22 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We've got Mr. McCoya in the building. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive, world-class radio for that matter. Speaking of world-class, Mr. McCoya, you were in the USA for about 2 weeks, isn't
two
it, Buta?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that, Bud. You get that call or you get that confirmation, they say, bro, you are coming to the U.S.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that. Is it something that you've been planning? Is it something that you were manifesting? Or is it just one of those, it just happened?
Funny enough, it was supposed to happen like 8 years, 10 years ago.
Seriously?
And yeah, discussions never really got off the ground because the idea was already there. So when they approached me again last year, I told them, this time we have to make it happen. We have to be serious.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, opportunities of this is obviously a chance of a lifetime. But I wanted to find out from their side whether or not they were going to come to the table. So we started last year and this year, you know, back and forth. And then finally we came to an agreement and then boom. Got the visa,
yeah.
Got the plane ticket, and then I was like, okay, this is really happening.
Okay, so one of my in my analysis, you know, like, you know, we do music analysis, but
yeah.
One thing that I've always criticized Namibian musicians for is when they do make these trips, they go alone, right? And when they go alone, on the other side, when they perform, they look very empty,
yeah,
right? And maybe you can contextualize for us, what are the logistics here? Like, what are the financial costs here? Maybe we're speaking from a point of ignorance here.
Yeah.
What will it cost you? Or what is the logistical nightmare from taking your team with them? They say, you've had your camera bar some, you've had your dancer ski some, or you've had to get your band some.
Man, if you have to think about it,
yeah.
even when you're even performing in the country itself, when you're also, you know, have to go out of town,
yeah.
and you're taking your whole team, you have to have some sort of budget. And your performance fees is sort of supposed to cover that.
Mm.
So Just imagine if you have to perform overseas, and you know, ticket wise it's already expensive. We're talking about over 21,000 perhaps, a return ticket just for one person. So if you are having a squad of three people, four people, you know, times that, and then on
it's
top of that,
it's going to easily hit 100.
Yeah, and then it's accommodation, you know, and then it's the S&Ts, and you know, and then you eventually still have to pay these people's salary.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So what budget are you giving in terms of that? The reason why sometimes artists go first alone to go perform is to go prove yourself, because this is what I can deliver. But if I can deliver this on my own, just imagine what I can do with a whole band or a whole squad. You know, that's where you start, because you have to hit the ground running first. You know, you test the waters, and then you have to obviously put your mark on it, because things don't just happen, Jay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You come with a whole full squad and you wasted 200K and you didn't deliver. It's like, are we going to invite this person again? You know, is it worth, you know, spending this type of amount of money on this type of artist? You know, so you go out there, you obviously you have to make the best of the opportunity.
Yeah. Where exactly were you in the US?
I was in Kentucky, Louisville.
Louisville.
Away.
And you were there the whole 2 weeks.
Whole 2 weeks.
Okay.
But I had the opportunity of going to Indianapolis. Obviously, I was also in Chicago. What was the other place again?
Did you see some of those gangs, bro? In Chicago, the Crips and the Bloods.
Yeah. You know, but luckily, I was the side of the suburbs where it was.
Okay, of course, a little safer.
I wanted to go there, but you know, in terms of
the locals probably advise you.
Yeah. Let's not just go there. We want to show you the good part of America and stuff. I was like, okay, it's my first time, so I wanted to take it in and like see what actually happens.
It is a weird country now.
It's weird,
let's be honest.
You know in terms of, you know, climatizing, it's like it's 10 p.m it's supposed to be, it's 10 p.m and I'm asking these people like, yo, it's 10 p.m but the sun is just there. I'm like, are we not supposed to be sleeping? And then it's 11 p.m I'm like, it's almost midnight, guys. When is the sun going down? You know? So it was very, very, not frustrating, but you had to adjust to what's happening there.
Yeah.
So, and like when you go to bed, it feels like you slept for 12 hours, and when you wake up, it's 4 a.m. People are still asleep because you are still in Namibian time zone and you are that side. And you're trying to adjust all of this, and the time that you get to call home, there it's in the afternoon here, and you just woke up. You know, that's how weird everything is that side. And when you're like traveling to different states, one state has its own time zone also. It's not like Windhoek and Okahandja. It's like, what is it, it's almost 9:30 here. It's like if you travel from Windhoek to Okahandja, and then it's in Okahandja, it's 10:30. So and the time that, zones change.
And then that also messes with your mind
so
again.
I'm
now
like, what's going on? Are you not one WhatsApp group here? No, we're not one WhatsApp group. Those people are their own people. They have their own rules, their own time, and we do our own thing. That's how crazy.
Did you manage to visit any studios? Did you manage to see or maybe talk to any artists that side, or maybe even artists in the diaspora, or any African interest? DJs or anything of that nature?
Man, I was supposed to link up with an American artist that side.
Okay.
When I landed, we had a discussion just to link up. But the schedule was so crazy that I was also, in the meantime, also shooting my music video after the performance. So we could not get time to actually connect.
Yeah.
Because there were a lot of things that I was doing on the side, you know, because I had meetings, you know. I was actually also there to try and network more, to understand how to get our music there, how they can appreciate our music. Because imagine, I had the opportunity of also taking CDs along. I even took Jericho's CD there.
My man.
You know, just to help push our music there. But they don't consume music or whatever.
Oh, in like that.
Yeah, they just support. The support is there, the support base.
Okay.
But I wanted to understand how more can we push our stuff from here to there. And they were basically explaining, this is how we do things, and this is what. If you do A, B, C, and D, we can obviously encourage or buy more your Namibian stuff.
Does this mean, okay, you said you mentioned music video, you showed a music video, and you were also doing business networking behind the scenes. Are we going to see the result of that networking before the end of the year, or are you playing a long game here?
I never play a short game.
Are we?
That's my number one thing, because I'd like to put everything sort of, it must be able to be fruitful.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If these discussions were not fruitful, it was not going to happen, because I wanted to put everything in place.
Mm.
Hence the reason that I didn't just go to perform one day and then the next day get on a plane and come back. I had a plan to say, I'm going there with the aim of, you know, planting a seed that can grow so that one day I can come back again, you know. So I was trying to speak to the right people. I was trying to find out how best to also start pushing my music also, you know. I think we are of the opinion that if we drop music here, it just stays here. And I think the focus must be, if you drop music, how more can you push it outside? I mean, just look at the South Africans, what they are doing. They are also just local artists, just as us. When they're in the US, they are hustling. But how are they hustling? That was my main aim, to go there.
Okay.
How are they hustling? How are they connecting themselves? How is their network? Because once you get in the US, it's just like you're starting all over again.
Yeah. Because you're literally upcoming.
Because the people which are going to watch your performance don't know who you are. You have to sort of, they have to look the second time, like, who's that?
Yeah.
Now I can Google him. I can, you know. Yeah. So you are on iTunes, or, you know, you look interesting. Can I have your business card?
Yeah.
That's how it starts. Because you're literally starting from the ground up.
That's
yeah.
You also went to Europe?
Was that
also part of your business networking?
I was in Germany just for a day, just to sightsee.
Okay, cool.
I was
all right.
Trying to be a tourist.
you took the speed trains and
That was very interesting. Yeah. So it was an amazing trip.
Where in Germany were you?
Frankfurt.
I've got a lot of German listeners, by the way. Namibians that are in Germany that listens to Fresh FM. As a matter of fact, we were just debating about the Euros today, Germany versus Scotland. Now coming back now to Namibia, you're here now. I'm sure you're the music video scene production now.
Yes.
Do they call it post or pre?
Post
production now. When are we expecting for these visuals to drop?
By the end of next month,
because
there's just some couple of scenes that we want to close with the video, which we wanted to shoot here in Windhoek.
Okay.
Because we just wanted to show that we were that side, and then we came back, and this is how it ends.
Okay. Yeah. So check this out, right? You did the US. You contextualize this thing for us, but while you were there, there was a serious debate to this side about whether we have celebs in Namibia. Do we have celebs in Namibia?
I saw that post of you.
Yeah, you see what I mean? Do we have celebs in Namibia, Buta?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you consider yourself as a celeb?
Must I say I'm a well-known person? Or?
Because, I mean, celebrity... celeb means we're celebrating the fact that you are a person of stature in society, whether it's sport, music, or whatever.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So you are a person of stature in terms of music and also your community work. You know what I mean? People think that you are just based on music. So are you a celeb? Do you have influence? If you say something, will it influence the next person? Or has it been influencing the next person for the last 25 years?
I think I am, because in terms of feedback that I've been getting over the last couple of years and stuff, the people that I've touched personally or privately also, the people that I've inspired, you know, if you can only just inspire one person or two people, or people that look up to you and come to you like, you did something for me in my life, you inspired me to do A, B, C and D and stuff, that I think, yes, we can classify some.
Okay.
But when I was reading the comments, when I was the other side, I think us as Namibians, we should stop downgrading ourselves
and
start supporting each other.
You see.
Because
otherwise you would have been in the US a long time ago already. Hold that thought, Mr. Makoya. Hold that thought. We will be back after this. I've got one more question for you. Don't go anywhere. It's Mr. Makoya on Namibia's Heart and Soul, Can't Stop Us, featuring DJ Doza. DJ Doza, also a rising star for that matter.
You must watch out for him.
Yeah, no, he's actually, I remember, was it last year that we gave him his flowers on Fresh Breakfast with Shaquan, with a song with King Titty dropped.
Yeah.
Watch out for him. Before we let you go, Puta, you know, we did say that... the people that we bring on are people that we also gossip about. Yeah, they also trend. And you also recently trended,
uh-oh,
apart from your USA trip and your Europe sightseeing and connecting with the superstars that side. So a certain report drops that you finally, said, I do.
Put the ring on it.
You put a ring on it to your longtime partner. Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
You know, as a gentleman these days, you know, we're not getting any young.
Yeah.
And we celebrate love, and we also want to get there. We want to find a partner, and we want to settle down, and we want to do this life thing. And
absolutely,
have a ride or die in a good way, not in a toxic way.
Yeah.
And so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But the small matter of long-time partner, was confusing people a little bit.
Yeah.
Because there was a different report that these streets of Windhoek dug up, that was also published, that said you also made it a long time partner.
The internet went crazy.
you were on gossip blogs, and people were trying to understand the mathematics of this thing. Long time partner that you made it a couple of years ago, and now also meeting another long time partner. So maybe Makoya, please help us with the mathematics here, please,
and the
date consolidation here.
Which one?
Starting from the first marriage, because I know that one is done and dusted.
Yeah.
Hence you were able to move on to what you have right now.
Absolutely.
How long was that? When did you marry that? When did you get into a union with that marriage? The first one.
Okay, we were dating for 8 years.
Okay, this is the first one.
The first one. 8 years or so, and we were married for 2 years.
For 2 years.
So, let's
so that's
say
10.
10, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this one that you're this in right one. Now.
So, in a nutshell, this one which I'm in right now, she is my first baby mama.
Okay,
We have two kids together.
All right.
We have a 16-year-old son and an 11-year-old daughter.
All right.
So I was dating her before.
Okay.
Before I met my first wife.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then obviously we went our separate ways. And this is where I met my first wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there we go.
Yeah.
So you basically pulled the cusp on your vest.
Home is where the heart is.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Makoya.
Thanks.
What are the future plans, my man? I know the music video needs to drop. I know you've never really given up on music. You just consolidated your stuff.
Yeah.
You went a little sideways with your business. You did a bit of. You have a successful video company.
Yeah.
You also, you know, do your work in terms of the New Era publication.
Yeah.
But in terms of the music, are we looking at an album here, my man?
I'm now 100% concentrated on my music career because, like you said, I was busy just making sure that the other ventures are on their feet. You know, they can now obviously do what they're supposed to do. It took a couple of years, but they are now on its own. The train is moving.
Yeah.
I'm back on my music grind. I'm back on doing shows. I'm back in the studio. Definitely there's going to be a new album coming out. I'm going to be dropping our first single with this video, which we shot in the US.
Nice.
By the end of next month. I'm also back on the clothing line, the Turo Style brand. Fortunately enough, I went to go showcase the new wear in the US, and the people absolutely loved it. It's going to be available by spring this time in Namibia. Also linked up with a very, very talented young woman that side called Lekker.com, where we're going to be showcasing also her stuff this side. It's a Namibian brand also.
Uh-huh.
So in terms of networking, that That's what I was also
Lekker.com.
doing.
Lekker.com. I think I checked her on Instagram. I checked it on Instagram. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is also try and bring her clothing this side and also try and sell it for her. So those are in terms of networking, that's what I was doing there. So it was not just all about the music. It was also all about how can I further expand the clothing brand. So I think by next month or so, we're going to be shipping some merchandise to Canada where Tudor Style is going to be available. I'm trying to push in the right direction as much as I can, you know, because God has given me time on earth to do something positive.
My man.
And for a while now, I've been sitting on it, and it has always been at the back of my mind, just like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you still, you know, why are you still sitting here? There's much for you to do outside. So this is me back on my grind. This is me being the real Makoya. This is me going to be in their faces.
And this is you reclaiming your throne as the Kanye West of Katima also.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's just lucky I didn't meet him that side.
Mr. Makoya, man, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you, my man. The shout outs here from Nona, the shout outs here from Rico, the shout outs here from Danger CGI. Yeah, just a couple of people just saying, what's up, my man? You know, we appreciate the work that you've been doing. Well, that's Mr. Makoya. Do check him out on socials. The man is busy. He's going to drop visuals. You see, Makoya, the problem with people like me, because, you know, I'm especially a Namibian music connoisseur. Like, I will always...
You're a critic.
I'm a critic, and my brain will always, you know, draw lines here.
Yeah.
Just real quick before I let you go. Yeah. Real quick. Right, Gaza was also in the US those years ago, and he also shot a music video. As a matter of fact, he shot a whole series, you know, Vambu New York, and he did that whole hip hop story. Should we expect like a shock like that from Mr. Makoya, or is it just Mr. Makoya doing Mr. Makoya?
You know what I do. You know what I do. I think most of the people, if they see me in stage, if they see my music videos and stuff, I deliver.
Okay, so it's not some story of Mr. Makoya went to the US and took a dry now because he's in the US of he's in America.
He's not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
No. It's not gonna be like
he's going back to people's primary. Yo, man.
He better watch this music video, man. It's gonna be tough, yo.
So it's 9:46. When we get back, we'll be back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.